Good morning. I want to welcome you in the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And it seems fitting today that we had the blessings of some children this morning. I'm going to start. Yesterday we celebrated Christmas. And I'm going to start in John, the third chapter. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And yet at this joyous time when we celebrate our Lord and Savior's birth, there is so much despair and sorrow for many people in the world. And I'm going to read something, and I think I've read it, it was probably a couple of years ago, but it was something that was in the hands of Fellowship in December of 2000. And it's a little story that I'd like to read. And it's written by Elizabeth King English. And some of you may remember it. Herman and I locked our general store and dragged ourselves home. It was 11 p.m. Christmas Eve of 1949. We were dog tired. We had sold almost all of our toys, and all of the layaways except one package had been picked up. Usually we kept the store open until everything had been claimed. We wouldn't have woke up happy on Christmas knowing that some child's gift was still on the layaway shelf. But the person who had put a dollar down on that package never returned. Early Christmas morning, we and our 12-year-old son, Tom, opened gifts. But I'll tell you, there was something humdrum about this Christmas. Tom was growing up. I missed his childish exuberance of past years. As soon as breakfast was over, Tom left to visit his friend next door. Herman mumbled, "I'm going back to sleep. There's nothing left to stay up for." So there I was, alone, feeling let down. And then it began. A strange, persistent urge. It seemed to be telling me to go to the store. I looked at the sleet and the icy sidewalk outside. "That's crazy," I said to myself. I tried dismissing the urge, but it wouldn't leave me alone. In fact, it was getting stronger. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer, and I got dressed. Outside, the wind cut right through me, and the sleet stung my cheeks. I groped my way to the store, slipping and sliding. In front stood two boys, one about 9 and the other 6. "What in the world?" "See, I told you she'd come," the older boy said jubilantly. The young one's face was wet with tears, but when he saw me, his sobbing stopped. "What are you two doing out here?" I scolded, hurrying them into the store. "You should be at home on a day like this." They were poorly dressed, they had no hats, gloves, and their shoes barely held together. I rubbed their icy hands and got them up close to the heater. "We've been waiting for you," replied the older boy. "My little brother Jimmy didn't get any Christmas." He touched Jimmy's shoulder. "We want to buy some skates. That's what he wants. We have these $3, he said, pulling the bills from his pocket. I looked at the money and looked at the expectant faces, and then I looked around the store. "I'm sorry," I said, "but we have no..." And then my eyes caught sight of the layaway shelf with its lone package. "Wait a minute," I told the boys. I walked over, picked up the package, unwrapped it, and miracle of miracles, there was a pair of skates. Jimmy reached for them. Lord, let them be his size. And miracle added upon miracle, they were his size. The older boy presented the dollars to me. "No," I told him, "I want you to have these skates, and I want you to use your money to get some gloves." Boys just blinked at first, then their eyes became like saucers, and their grins stretched wide when they understood I was giving them the skates. What I saw in Jimmy's eyes was a blessing. It was pure joy, and it was beautiful. My spirits rose. I walked out together as I locked the door. I turned to the older brother and said, "How did you know I would come?" I wasn't prepared for his reply. His gaze was steady, and he answered me softly, "Ask Jesus to send you." The tingles in my spine weren't from the cold. God had planned this as we waved goodbye, turned home to a brighter Christmas. You know, I think of that, and I think about some of the Christmases that I've spent, and I'm thankful for my God. You know, what Don read this morning, that to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you know, you must be as a little child. To have faith and to ask God and expect that blessing. You know, that story was over 50 years old. And it still touches my heart today. You know, sometimes in the lowest... you know, Christmas is such a great time. It really is. You know, the love that we share for one another, and to see in a child's eyes, you know, those gifts that they get. In Ephesians 4, the 8th verse, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." You know, our Lord and Savior gave us greater gifts than just his birth. And those gifts are priceless and countless. He guides us with His Spirit. And yet for us as followers of Christ, we celebrate this once a year. And even though, you know, we may not believe that Christ was born at this time of the year, yet I see the wisdom in it. For this, even though it's the coldest time of the year, you can't grow a garden, we need more things. We need to be this way all year, but our needs are much greater at this time of the year. And though maybe our actions, we may give our Lord the glory for the things that we do at this time of the year. For we do them in His name, not in ours. We have so much in this land of plenty through the blessings of God. Many people don't celebrate Christmas, as it was one of the last pagan holiday festivals. And the church either had to suppress it or transform it. Thus, the festival of the Son, the S-U-N, became the festival of the Son of God. And it was combined with the winter solstice with the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For in those days, they didn't celebrate birthdays. They did celebrate deaths, but they didn't celebrate birthdays. And so Christmas was born. And I do marvel at the Lord's wisdom. For we need shelter to keep the weather out. We need warm clothes so we don't freeze to death. Food to sustain our mortal bodies. Because unless you have a greenhouse, you can't grow anything at this time of the year. Even our animals have to be fed and watered. So you understand that there are great needs even for some of our people in the church. For being a follower of Christ is not just about one day. It is about every day. For what He gave us is unmeasurable. In Hebrews 10, 16th verse. This is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. You know, he gives us a different heart. He changes who we are. So what is a Christian? Is it not a follower of Christ? You know, we think that just once a year till we give to one another. You know, I believe that it's all year. A true Christian does it all year. He also said the same thing in Ezekiel 36. And I'm going to start in 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land, and I will give you your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. You know, this land here, we have so much to be thankful for. We truly do. You know, the Lord has truly blessed us since we've been here. We moved here 11 years ago. And this will probably be our last Christmas here. We're going to move back to Washington. We've had a marvelous time here, and there's going to be many people that we're going to miss. The Lord has truly blessed us in many ways, and we feel that what we're doing is we're going to be doing the Lord's work. And I would ask you for your prayers. And I truly am thankful for the opportunity to come here. You know, we came here, and it wasn't with this church. And when we came here and we left that other organization, I felt that I had been deceived, that I had dragged my family 1,800 miles and for not a very good reason. But yet the Lord doesn't close a door without opening another. We found the Church of Christ. We also went to a little congregation up by Cowgill who allowed me to grow at my own speed. And for that, I'm very, very thankful. Very, very thankful. And it's time to return those things for the Lord. You know, there's a million reasons why to stay, because the Lord has truly blessed us here. But there's one reason why to go. And being a follower of Christ, I put that reason far above anything else. And I promised the Lord when I was up in Alaska, and my dad had cancer, and I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, if you heal my dad, I'll be your servant. Whatever you ask, wherever you send me, I'll go. And when the tests came back, and they were 90% sure that that's what it was, when the tests came back, it was gone. And so Lord kept his end of the bargain, so I keep mine. So I'm truly thankful for that. But I'm going to finish off the sermon. For that we might be his people, for it is not the gifts of mankind I desire, but the gifts of God. It's not the lights on the Christmas tree that light my way, but the light of the world, who is my Savior. For the story of Christmas is timeless, and if it makes mankind to be kind for one day to one another, I see wisdom in that. And sometimes it changes people's lives to where they do become followers of Christ. Like I say, it's for all year. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about strangers. It's about everyone that you come in contact with. But most of all, it's about the birth of our Lord and Savior. And may God bless you and keep you all. Thank you.
We have two requests for administration this morning. Brother Don, could I ask you and Mark to administer? Let us pray. Our righteous Heavenly Father, again we wish to thank you for this beautiful day, another day of life, a day to serve you. We thank you for your message, your recorded word that's been preserved for us, and certainly for the gospel and thy Son, Jesus Christ. Go with us as we leave here, that we dedicate this day and all of the days ahead to thee, that we will serve you to the best of our ability, that we will indeed let our light shine. Let us see to the needs of others, those that we can help or support. Unite our families and the church in service to thee. Lord, let us remember the missions in the third world countries, and certainly our young men who are in Iraq. Protect and keep them. Go with us from this place now. Keep us safe and bring us again to praise thy name. In the name of thy Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.